Today's Gospel, we continue reading from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John and continue from where we left off last Thursday when Jesus had the miracle, the feeding of the 5,000. In today's Gospel, we hear that there was still a part of that crowd who were attempting to come after Jesus and to follow him. And Jesus points out that they came because Jesus fed them well. And Jesus tries to reorient them to be seeking food that lasts, imperishable food. I think we can see in these followers of Jesus, they're almost looking for a kind of gospel of prosperity, perhaps thinking to themselves, hey, if we follow Jesus and hang out with him, all of our needs will be taken care of. Look at what a wonderful meal he was able to provide us with. And Jesus needs to completely reorient them regarding what the true nature of his mission is. When we look at sacred scripture, the motif of what bread and food mean takes on a number of different developments. And of course, in particular, in the sixth chapter of John, we're going to see that it is headed decisively toward pointing toward the Eucharist. And we will get there in subsequent days. But for today, there's two other parts of this bread and food motif in sacred scripture that I would like to highlight that come out in today's liturgy. And the first one is the motif that bread is to hunger and long and be fed by the Word of God. And here we can think of today's gospel acclamation, which actually comes from Jesus' temptation in the desert, when Jesus tells the devil, "One does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." In other words, sacred scripture is meant to be a kind of daily bread and a food that will be nourishing and sustaining our imperishable souls. The second motif of bread that we can find in sacred scripture is the allusion to food being the fulfillment of God's will. And here we can think of the passage from John 4:34, where Jesus says, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me." That doing God's will, again, on a daily basis, is something which sustains and feeds the soul, because just as our body craves and hungers for food to nourish and sustain it, our imperishable soul is created for God and therefore finds fulfillment and satisfaction when it is accomplishing God's will. The basic analogy is going to be this. The body needs food. We have pangs of hunger to constantly remind us of our need for food. It is a daily need. In fact, we could say a 3-times-a-day need. It's something which we constantly have to be mindful about and that we constantly need to be putting into our bodies for energy and sustenance. But because the body is perishable and one day will go, Jesus is saying, don't forget about the importance of feeding your immortal soul. And again, while this is going to be moving toward the Eucharist as the consummation of this discussion, Jesus is also highlighting to daily read the Word of God and have our souls nourished by the Word of God, and to daily be striving to accomplish the will of God. These are the things that really enliven, animate, and refresh our souls and really are a food for the imperishable nature of our soul. In today's first reading, we can see Stephen, who is someone who is clearly fed by the Word of God and by striving to do the will of God, even to the point where he's willing to put his own life secondary, and he knows that he's walking into danger by proclaiming the Word of God and by living the will of God in his life. But because of its priority, because of its primacy in his life, he's willing to put the needs of his body in a secondary place, because he knows nothing should stop him from accomplishing God's will in his life. And in this too, he gives us an example that the primacy and priority for us ought to be the spiritual nourishment for our imperishable soul. And this means placing primacy on the Word of God and striving to do the will of God on a daily basis. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God that as we are concerned of nourishment for our bodies, that we would always be mindful on a daily basis of the need to feed our spiritual souls with God's Word and with His holy will. Amen.